So what we're going to do is start this miracle intention process with a powerful meditation and visualization so that we can drop into the energy of the soul. And we learned this process from a wonderful dear friend of ours, Alexandra Leslie, who is also a coach for the CEOs of major corporations. And she's also a coach for our Inner Circle program. And she uses this process with some of the biggest visionary leaders and miracle manifestors in the whole world. So Alexandra, we know that you're watching tonight, and we want to really thank you for sharing this process with us, because it's a profound way to start our year. So during this, we're going to turn the chat to panelists only, because it's a time for you to go inward with your own experience. And if you do have any questions, you can put those in the chat for our team. Our team will see those and answer those. So we're going to do this process with some beautiful background music from Jim Oliver, who's a world-renowned sound healer. We love his work, and you're going to hear this throughout the year through our miracle activations that you get from us every month. We use Jim Oliver's beautiful music. So for today, we're going to use a piece that he created called Radiant Heart, and it's really to expand our hearts and to allow us to have that deep soul connection, feeling that oneness with our true self. And I want to just preface this by saying, you cannot do this wrong. So don't freak out about this in any way. Just relax. You know, some people see visions. Some people hear messages. Some people feel messages. Some people might not get any of those. And it's all good. And if for any reason you tend to drift off, it's okay. You're going to get the recording of this tomorrow if you want to do this again on your own. So you don't have to remember anything. Just relax and enjoy the experience of it. So Don, if you would start that wonderful music. And lovely, thank you. Okay, so to begin with, I'm gonna all bring us into a space where we go beyond our small confined limitations and we step into the bigger truth of who we really are, where you can experience the soul's voice and connect with the soul-based intentions. So with your eyes closed, take a few deep breaths, breathing in through the heart and down to the belly, breathing out through the heart, and feel yourself just getting more and more relaxed in your chair, or on the floor, wherever you are. Let your whole body relax and let go of any concerns, anxieties, any excitements, any active energy. Let that just fall away and dissolve so that you are relaxed in this present moment, right here and right now. And now imagine yourself floating up above your body. You're so light that you float through the ceiling, way up into the sky. Imagine that you're floating up through the clouds. You drift up higher and higher through the stars and beyond the stars. And you drift up as high as you can imagine, drifting into the outer regions of the universe. So you're in the most expanded energy. You're in the space of universal energy and love and all possibilities. And in that space, you see something over in the distance. And it's filled with light and beauty. Just magnetically drawn to it. And as you get closer, you see that there's a magnificent structure in front of you, and you feel called to move towards that beautiful structure. It's a beautiful building. Perhaps it's a great temple or a cathedral, or it's just a great place of inspiration for you. It's gold, and it glitters, and it radiates, vibrates. You come to it because you recognize that it's the place that houses the heart's desires, the soul's deepest intentions and desires. And there's a huge archway, and you walk through that archway to the front door. And you open that door, and you enter into this beautiful building. And there you find yourself standing in a magnificent hall. And in that hall, you feel or you see a group of beings in the center. And you walk towards them. And as you approach them in the center of this hall, you recognize them as your team, your group of soul masters. This is your very own soul team. And they welcome you, and they put you in a beautiful, luxurious chair, and they put garments of gold and silver on you. They put jewels on you, and all of this symbolizes your beauty and your radiance and magnificence. And they're so delighted to be with you. And you've never felt so loved, and so clear, and so welcomed and empowered. They surround you in a circle of love. And they tell you everything that you've always wanted to hear. They acknowledge you for who you are, for the soul you are. And you're deeply loved. You are loved. You're acknowledged for being creative and powerful. You're magnificent. And there are 8 of these soul masters. And they each have a gift for you that you open to receive joyfully and easily. And the first one steps forward and gives you the gift of clarity. And you receive that. And the next one steps forward and gives you the gift of purpose. And you receive that. The next one hands you the gift of ease. And you let that in. The next one gives you the gift of power, the gift of empowerment. And the next one gives you the gift of love, including self-love. Oh yes, you take that one in. The next one steps forward and gives you the gift of happiness. The next one gives you inner peace. And the final gift that you receive is the gift of miracles. And you take these deeply, all of these gifts deeply into your heart, knowing that they've always been there with you, and now they've been reactivated, they've been reawakened, they've been strengthened. And you bask in those feelings in your depth and your power. Now they've seen that you've completely received and owned the gifts. They invite you to stand up, and they embrace you one by one. And they walk you to the door, and they let you know that they are always going to be with you. So as you leave, they're not leaving you. They're always with you. And they open up the door and watch you walk out of the building. And then you go back out through that archway. And as you walk through that archway, you're in the big expanse of the universe. And you feel yourself very gently, gradually, and easily being pulled back out of that space, back down through the stars. You feel yourself being drawn back down through the clouds, at a very comfortable and easy pace. And you're in the sky above the building where you are. And now you gently and easily drift back down through the roof, through the ceiling, and you're joyously called back down into your body as it sits in the chair or on the floor or lying down, wherever you are in the room where you are. And you are fully back in your body in this moment in time and space. And feel your feet on the ground. Feel the energy in your body. Do a scan of your whole body and just feel yourself inhabiting all of your body, your feet, your legs, your hips, your torso, your heart, your shoulders and arms, your neck, your face. And you may notice that you even have a little smile on your face, or you may notice that you feel a deep sense of peace or joy or love. You may notice that you feel a little more clear or just really cared for and pointed in the right direction. And all you have to do from this moment on is close your eyes and connect back in with that special space and connect back in with the soul team, your soul team, and all of the gifts that they gave you. And just to remind you, they gave you the gift of clarity, of purpose, of ease, of empowerment, of love, including self-love, of happiness, of inner peace, and the gift of miracles. And so you can, anytime you want, connect back in with those gifts and that team. And no matter what your experience is right now, it's okay. It's all good. So be very gentle and loving with yourself, no matter what your experience just was. And you sense and you know that this is a turning point in your life where you have what you need. You have the resources and support to create a miraculous life. You can have your dreams, and it's what you are on the planet for. So feel your body, stretch your legs and arms, maybe roll your neck a little. And when you feel ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. And, you know, continue to take some nice deep breaths. And congratulations, you did a great job. And you can go back and do that anytime you want. We're going to send that as its own little meditation to you. And so now what we're going to do, you have now connected with your soul team. And you do have the energy and resources. And so we're going to see what the soul is calling to you right now. So what I'd like you to do to begin with is I'd like you to take out one of your two Post-it pads. And again, if you don't have Post-its, just take out a piece of paper. And pick which one, if you do have Post-its, which one of the Post-it pads that you want to have represent your life today, which color represents your life today, and which color represents your future. Or if you have different colored pens, decide which colored pen represents today, which colored pen represents your future. So for me, for now, the blue is going to represent current life right now, and the orange is going to represent the future. And so what I'd like you to do is the Post-it pad that represents the color that represents today, I want you on the first Post-it to write the word today. And just with one of your pens, you write the word today and write down the date. And so, you know, January 11th, 2023, or if you're in Asia or Australia or New Zealand or Europe, it's already January 12th. So, or if you're listening to a replay, write whatever date it is and just write down the date wherever you are under today. Today, January 11th, 2023. And what I'd like you to do on these Post-its or on that piece of paper is each Post-it you're going to use to describe in a short phrase what your life is like today in different areas. So the first Post-it may be about, you know, your job. or about your relationship or about your health or about how you feel about money or about where you're living, whatever is relevant in your life. So one post may say, I'm struggling with unhappiness. Another post, it might say, my kids are doing great. Another post, it might say, some might say, what's working in your life? I love my job. Some might say, what's not working in your life? I lost my job, or I'm unhappy with this relationship, or I'm not the weight I want to be, or I'm not making enough money, or I don't know what's next. So one idea per post-it. I don't know my purpose. And don't write something long, just very short, like want more money, or feeling stressed, or feeling happy. And be completely honest and authentic. You don't need to share this with anybody, so don't hold anything back. Describe today what's really working and what's not working. One idea per post-it. What does your life feel like? And it can be, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to do this. We're going to play some background music for you, that same background music, Radiant Heart. And how is your life now? One idea per post-it, or just that list on different areas of that piece of paper if you just got the paper. So, Don, if you bring up Radiant Heart, great. And you may want to fill up 10, 15 post-its. And again, describe how your life looks and feels, and make sure that you cover every area that's most relevant in your life. The main reasons why you're in this program in there. Make sure you have a post-it for each of those reasons. Cover relationships, finances, health, work, and if you, just keep adding to how your life looks and feels, that your inner state, unhappy, stressed, joyful, whatever your inner state is, make sure that you put those there. One idea per post-it. Okay, and I'm gonna give you about another 30 seconds to finish this up. You're gonna be able to go back and do more later if you want to, but take another 30 seconds to do this. Great. So now you can put that stack of post-its down. And now what I want you to do is to just stand up where you are and shake off that energy. We're going to do, it's called a state change. So just stand up where you are and just shake that off. Shake it off. I know you can't see me when I'm shaking. You can turn around even, maybe move your chair very slightly if you want to another little space right next to where you were. And come on back and take a seat. What we did is just, we're releasing that energy. We're turning it around. We're just, getting into a new, slightly different space than when we were where we were. And now I'd like you to take the other second color post-it. And on that post-it, if you would put down the date 1 year from now. So if today is January 11th, 2023, you're going to write down January 11th, 2024. So you are, that's what we're going to focus on now. You are standing in January 11th, 2024. And imagine that. It's a year from today. And you've done the Year of Miracles 2023, and you've had a miraculous year. More has happened than you could have ever dreamed of. So now what I'd like you to do is to write down what your life looks and feels like today, January 11th, 2024. So in other words, you are imagining you are standing a year from now, January 11, 2024, and you're calling it today. And I want you to describe how your fabulous day, how your life is like in the future, in January 11, 2024, but you're acting as though it's today. So it might be something like, I'm healthy and fit. That might be on one post-it. Another post-it might be, my marriage is deeply fulfilling and harmonious. Or it might be, I've met my soulmate, and in a beautiful relationship with my soulmate. It might be, I'm living my life purpose. It might be, my book is published. It might be, I feel so happy inside. Another one might be, I'm doing the job of my dreams. So what are you thinking and feeling, and what's bringing you joy in January 11th, 2024? So maybe it's I'm creative, or maybe I'm out in nature exercising every day. So describe that as your new current state, not like I will be, as though you are already there. So what are the things that would be the most wonderful about your miraculous life, January 11th, 2024. So imagine that you're having that in present time, and stay in the right brain. It's the creative side of things. So, you know, I live in my dream home, not, well, I can't have that. I couldn't possibly afford it. So don't think about it, feel it. And also make sure that they're about yourself, not about somebody else, like my daughter's getting married. You know, it's about yourself. I'm in a happy relationship with my daughter, might be one, but not something for them specifically. So, you know, I feel at peace, trusting that my daughter's in a great place. So, and think of Tarari, you know, there are no limits. So we're going to give you a couple minutes to do this. And don't worry about doing it perfectly. Whatever shows up is just right for you. One idea per post-it, just you're living the best life, and what is happening in your life? How are you feeling? It could be, I have so much self-love, or I'm so happy. You know, what could be one post-it. Some are inner things, some are outer things. So make sure you cover both of those and the main areas of your life that are important to you. Make sure it's complete, that you're covering your health and your finances and your purpose. And what are the things that are most calling you? I'm going to give you another 30 seconds to finish that list up. Okay, and finish up the post-it that you are on. And we're going to turn the music off. And congratulations. Congratulations. You have just completed part of this process. And what I'm going to have you do now is to take your two sets of post-its, or your two different papers, or if you put them all on the same paper, you tear the paper in half for this the second set. And ideally, if you could find some wall space in the room where you are, what you're going to do is you're going to take that paper or the post-its for how you're feeling today, and you are going to put them on the the left side of the wall space where you are as you're facing the wall. So I'm going to show you how I would do it here. I would actually put it on the wall over there, but it's too far to get away from the screen. So here's what you would do. So the left side, as I'm facing it, would be here. This is today. You put today at the top. Oops, too high. Put the day at the top. And then all of the things that describe your life today, you put right below that. So you just make a little pile of those post-its right below where you are. So that's what it would look like. And if it's a piece of paper, you can maybe, if you've got scotch tape, you can put it on there. If you don't have a wall near you that'll work, you can put it on the desk in front of you or on the floor in front of you. Wherever you are, you can just put it there on your left side. Okay? Great. I'll give you a second to finish that. And now we're going to do the same thing with the other side of the other, the future, January 11th, 2024. And if you could find a space towards the right where you can walk back and forth between the two areas, there's enough distance. They're not right next to each other. You're actually making a walk between them. I don't have that much space that you can see for me to do that, but I will put this here. So January 11th, 2024 goes there. Yeah, you can kind of see that. I'm still looking at the candles, but, and then you put the other post-its below it. Oops, there are some post-its falling. And you put all of your post-its below that. All right, so now here's what I'd like you to do. And again, if you're just doing this at a desk or if you're doing it in front of you on the floor, no problem, just put it on your right side in front of you. So I'd like you to stand in front of the post-its that are today's date, that set of post-its that are today's date. This is your life right now. And I want you to notice, how does that feel? You look at all those post-its, do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? Do you feel burdened? Do you feel confused? Do you feel heavy? Do you feel tired? Notice how do you feel looking at the gestalt, the whole big picture of your life as it currently is now. And now walk over to where 2024 is and stand in that energy and feel that in your body as though it's already happened. You are standing in the energy of 2024 and you're there and you're living it. And I want you to notice how you feel there. Do you feel light? Do you feel happy? Do you feel overjoyed? Do you feel relieved? And then look back at 2023 and notice how you felt then. You could go back over to 2023, stand in front of it, notice how you feel. And then go back again to 2024, stand in front of it, and notice how you feel. Notice if you sense a difference in those. And now, looking at all of the post-its on the wall at 2024, I'd like you to look and just notice if there's one that sings to you the most. Which one of those is calling you the most? Like if that one were to have happened, your life is magnificent. The one that lights you up the most. And I want you to go over to that one and put your hand on it. Don't think about it too much. Just go to what you're drawn to and pull that off and put that one at the very top. And then again, we're in front of 2024 and you do this again. What's the next one that lights you up? It's the most magnificent thing. Pull that one off and put that one next to the first one you pulled off. And now you do this one more time. Back in front of all of the post-its for 2024, or the list, if you're doing it on a list, you circle those. And then you look at all of them again, and again, which one of those that are left light you up the most? Which one is like, wow, this one is big yes for me. This has happened and it's made such a huge difference in my life. And pull that post-it and put that one up with the other two. And then Congratulations. You have your three soul intentions for 2023. Now, this doesn't mean that they can't change. Don't freak out. Don't worry. You can change them. But for now, this is what you're right now, the soul has called you to, and how it feels to be in that energetic space of those three things having happened. Just feel how it is. Those three things have happened. You're living it. It's a reality. It's not that it's going to happen. You're in the energetic space of it having happened. And notice that feeling in your body. And now you can come back to your seat. And if you got confused in that process or you drifted off, no worries. You can come back to it again. You're going to get the recording. You can absolutely do it again.